But if my view of godliness is not full of the need for God's mercy, what it produces in me is a lack of mercy.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
In this episode, let's talk a little bit about legalism and moralism. How can we teach our children about God's character and not just His commandments? Well, obviously, both of these things are very important, but there is the propensity among Christian parents, especially, to sort of bring this heavy commandment sort of home to bear on their children, and even in church settings too, where legalism can kind of pervade, like the righteousness that comes by only keeping commandments. How would you maybe counsel parents, or how can we avoid these sort of this sort of error in teaching in the home and in our churches?
Yeah, I would. So a few thoughts come to my mind initially. One, we want to be careful to distinguish legalism from a pattern of obedience. Obedience to God's word is not legalism. And sometimes it gets characterized that way by antinomians, people who they're not on the legalist side of the scale. They're on the other end of the scale. They abuse grace, libertines, we might say. And so they sort of take anyone who takes obedience to Scripture seriously, and they treat that like legalism, and it's not. So legalism, we could describe it in several ways. It is holding to the letter of the law and missing the spirit of it. Mm-hmm. That's one way you could describe it. It is a belief that my standing before God is determined by my performance. So there's a formal kind of legalism where someone's trying to earn their way to heaven mm-hmm. by keeping God's commands. Mm-hmm. But I think a spirit of legalism can even grip us in the Christian life. Mm-hmm. We begin to misunderstand our standing before God, and we think of it in terms of performance. So instead of living our lives out of the truth of justification by faith alone, having been gifted an alien righteousness, we have the righteousness of Christ imputed to our account so that I stand in the grace of God always. And now I live my life out of that, mm-hmm. out of that knowledge that I'm forgiven, out of that knowledge that I'm perfectly accepted in God's Son. What then motivates me to obey God is love, right? It's not trying to achieve a standing with God. Mm-hmm. It's that I love the God who has saved me. And I honor Him as my Father, and I desire to please Him. Legalism in the Christian life is when I've lost sight of that. Mm-hmm. And now I begin to think of my relationship with God by a performance standard. And on the days I'm doing good, I'm really standing good with God. And on the days where I failed, you know, it's like I've lost salvation. That comes into play. What's on my mind, because I've been preaching through the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, is I think about the contrast Jesus presents in that sermon between a righteousness that is not true righteousness and the righteousness that is. So unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says. And He goes on in the Sermon on the Mount to contrast true righteousness with what they were teaching, what they were modeling. And when you look at the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees as Jesus encountered it in the gospel accounts, I think there's some characteristics we could mention. One, their righteousness was characterized by what was external, what was merely external. They thought of righteousness in terms of behaviors. Mm-hmm. They didn't consider the inside of the cup. It was merely the outside. So they were like whitewashed tombs. Mm-hmm. They appeared clean to the eyes of people, but inwardly they were full of dead men's bones, death, spiritual death. So I don't want to teach my children that all that matters is what they do. I want to shepherd my children at the heart level. Mm-hmm. What happens in our hearts is important. And by the way, that can be applied not only in why we keep rules and how we keep rules, but that can also be applied when failure occurs. I can be gracious with my children. I can be a teacher with my children. I can be patient with my children when they failed externally, but they're evidencing a desire in their heart to please me. Mm-hmm. So that understanding of obedience gets played out on both sides of the ledger. Keep the rules, yes, but not without the heart. the heart matters to me even when the rules have been violated. Mm-hmm. What's going on in your heart? So that's one thing. The second thing you see about the Pharisees and scribes is their righteousness was ceremonial in nature. Mm. So you take what is as large as the entire life and you reduce it to a set of rules. Mm. You've reduced what righteousness is. You have minimized what it is to a standard that you can keep. So legalism, the Christian life, does the same thing. Mm. We reduce the Christian life down to a set of few things that we do. Mm. Go to church on Sundays. Well, I have my quiet time every day, my prayer time, private devotion time. I avoid the don'ts. I don't do this, 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 and this. I have a few things that I'm required to do. And if I'm doing that, then I'm doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that with a Christian life. The Word of God addresses the whole of man's life, 24/7, every aspect of his life. The Pharisees and scribes were guilty of that ceremonial righteousness. The scribes and Pharisees were characterized by a self-exalting view of righteousness. Mm-hmm. So what they did was man-centered, and it was man-exalting.
Mm-hmm.
I said to the church Sunday, if your reading of the Bible makes you feel better about yourself, you're probably not reading it rightly, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if I look at the scriptures, what I see is how much I needed a savior.
Right.
And sin bursts out at the seams in my life. I'm able to recognize what a great sinner I am, and that only the grace of God and the mercy of God would ever explain my salvation. So if your thoughts about living for God exalt you, if they fill you with pride, then you're likely a legalist.
Hmm.
A fourth aspect of their righteousness was that it was judgmental. It was condemnatory.
Mm-hmm.
So if the way I think about walking with God exalts me, what does it do with you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It lessens you. Mm-hmm. And so not mindful of how much mercy I need, because that's what godliness does. I need mercy, which makes me merciful.
Mm-hmm.
But if my view of godliness is not full of the need for God's mercy, what it produces in me is a lack of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
You see it in the scribes and Pharisees throughout the Gospels. They just were heartless men.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care about people.
Mm-hmm.
A guy could be healed on the Sabbath and they couldn't rejoice because their traditions about the Sabbath, not the scriptures, but their traditions about the Sabbath were being violated.
Mm-hmm.
This is another thing we could mention, I think, substituting our traditions, our own personal standards for scripture and treating those things like they have the authority of scripture.
Right.
This is legalism.
Mm-hmm.
So, merely external, ceremonial, self-exalting,
judgmental,
condemnatory. This characterizes legalism.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what your walk with God looks like, that's what you're going to reproduce in your children, because I think you made reference to our home life.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You're going to reproduce it in your kids because you're not teaching them what true righteousness is. So if you take those four things and you reverse them, what would true righteousness be? Not just the outside of the cup of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God. That should be our prayer. Not ceremonial, but every aspect of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I exist to glorify God.
Right.
He owns the days and He owns me. So I live for Him. Not self-exalting, but Christ-exalting.
Mm-hmm.
I magnify my Savior. My life is a testimony to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever good is in it. It's a testimony to Him, and that produces a life where I love people, I'm merciful toward people, I'm patient with people, I'm gracious toward people, I'm encouraging toward people, but not in a way that would damage them by not calling sin, sin.
Mm-hmm.
So what Christ never did was treat sin like it wasn't sin, but He dealt with sin in a way that was redemptive in nature, and that's what we learned to do.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels. So be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.